producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. Recently, the NRA has started this big media push, and they've started a lot of video media, and they've brought a lot of people in. The one I like the best is called, it's a Life of Duty channel. That's on their Life of Duty channel. It's called Defending Our America. And this is a roundtable discussion featuring eight men who served in a variety of military and law enforcement roles, speaking from the heart about what it means to serve this nation and to defend the citizenry from enemies, both foreign and domestic. And their most sobering episode was Episode 8. Now, I've often been worried about this myself. And to have these guys come out there and be worried about it along with me was very gratifying and sort of vindicated my position. The title of that episode was We're Not Ready. It deals with the kind of terrorist attack that counterterrorism experts have been dreading since before September 11th, 2001. This is primarily a ground-based, heavily coordinated, multiple player terrorist attack who would pre-scout their soft targets and then launch a simultaneous attack across the city at schools and malls and theaters and sporting events and hospitals and other venues that have a large number of people in close proximity. They're going to be relatively undefended. This is the nightmare scenario. Because initially it's going to be police. Okay, it's going to be police, depending on where they are. Depending on where they are on any given time. And when 911 starts lighting up, we just had an explosion at the school, then they're going to have an explosion at the mall and shots fired, and then they're going to have an explosion at some sports venue, and they're just going to keep getting them, and the police are going to, they're not going to know which way to go. Terrorists are well aware of law enforcement's post-Columbine tactics, whereby they're told to rush into a mass attack and engage as they can as they arrive. That works with a spree shooter. That works with an active shooter because it's one person. And you can close and seek out one person a lot easier than you can a team of coordinated, small unit, tactically trained people. Doing that tactic against a team, like I just described, is suicidal. Now, Tom is one of the members of the roundtable, and he discussed a training scenario his company conducted that pointed out just how poorly law enforcement in the United States is prepared to confront this kind of soft target attack. Their scenario, this was a live, upright, not a computer-generated one. This was them actually going through the steps. Featured a team of five terrorists with military training taking over a school. And they sent 150 state police officers to this school, and they responded as they had been trained. The officers coming in individually or in small clusters walked into a buzzsaw of tripwires, IEDs, and rifle fire aimed down long school hallways. 50 of the officers died attempting to retake the school. It was a flat-out massacre with the terrorists winning the day. And unlike real life, the scenario ended there once the point was made. The result of a terrorist attack of this type in any soft target area, think any municipal police department, not the big city one to be sure, but think any regular town, any regular city, is going to decimate local law enforcement. The terrorists, once they've inflicted this damage, will likely disengage and then move on to their next target as a coordinated unit, as they try to create mass casualties or scatter to attack individual targets and spread panic and mayhem. This is what they did in Mumbai, India. This is what they did in Nairobi, Kenya. Those terrorist attacks were multi-day affairs that left dozens dead and hundreds injured. And the same thing can happen here. And sadly, a similar outcome would be expected, especially in these states and cities where firearms are very heavily regulated and rare. When I travel, if you were to pop the trunk of the car I'm in, when I travel, you would think that I was going into combat. Because I have a carry weapon that I carry on a daily basis. That varies depending on my mood and what shoes I'm wearing. But if I'm more than an hour away from the house, in my trunk you will find you will find a combat vest with a backpack with about, I don't know, 10 magazines of spare ammo for an AR-15. You'll find an AR-15, and you'll find not a carry gun, but a serious handgun with a combat belt. And if my son travels with me, we just double that. Because a well-armed citizenry, in a lot of cases, would make a difference. If they decide to attack a soft target, say, like in New York City or Chicago, that's going to be bad. That's going to be bad. Yeah, they have big police departments, but these guys, a small unit that is trained in the tactics that are necessary to wage combat can take on a much bigger element successfully, because they're not sitting there. They're not looking for a place. They're not trying to rob a bank and waiting for a helicopter. They're looking for a place to hit, disengage, run, re-engage, hit, disengage, run, re-engage, hit. It's demoralizing. Now, out there amongst everywhere except where the guns are very heavily regulated, you've got very experienced hunters who can take long-range shots, target shooters who are precision people, military veterans. I think we would all give a very good account of ourselves if we're fighting on our own ground against terrorists, just as we would against foreign soldiers during wartime. So it isn't too far-fetched to expect the citizenry to self-organize into defensive units, as they have during the past natural and man-made disasters, such as the Korean merchants who stopped the rampaging mob during the 1992 L.A. riots, such as the gun shop and the tattoo parlor in St. Louis that put up their own little line, completely tooled up, geared up, ready to rock. Not only did the looters give them a wide berth, but so did the police. It is unlikely that these kind of units, me and you, or self-organizing in the face of this, that we would actually eradicate them. But that's not what we're there for. We're there to take one target out of their list. Just one target. To hamper the attack and force them to expend their very finite supply of time and ammunition as we buy time for fellow citizens to get out of the way. And wait for the more heavily armed and better trained military and police tactical teams to converge on them. It's very likely that the founders never considered that kind of a scenario when they wrote the Second Amendment into the Constitution. This is just one of these things that is a really good side effect of it. They did know about Native American raiding parties and enemy scouts during times of war. But as we always have been, those of us that are armed, that take this kind of thing seriously, we're always going to be expected to improvise, adapt, and overcome all threats to liberty. Stop him right in their tracks. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. When you're carrying a gun, rule number one is if you see trouble, walk away from trouble. Avoid trouble. That's rule number one. That's the first rule of self-defense. If you can avoid the situation, avoid the situation. That's something I practice. But that was the only problem I had with George Zimmerman when he was tracking Trayvon Martin, because he stopped his vehicle and got out of his vehicle. Now, he was headed back to his vehicle. He realized the error of his ways, and then he was put in a situation that has ultimately changed his life. Recently, in Goldsboro, North Carolina, we had the same sort of situation arise, although it's not grabbing the gun grabber national outrage, at least not publicly so far. If it did, it would uncover the gun control advocates' shameless, dishonest, and opportunistic hypocrisy for many decent gun-supporting people who remain duped by the malicious prosecution of George Zimmerman. Furthermore, this comparison might help keep responsible gun owners safe and even affect other individuals' perspectives on the politicians they support. In North Carolina, a 28-year-old young lady, Paige Ham, heard something in her backyard. She looked out her window. Apparently, she has eyesight that's unbelievable because she noticed that the lock on her shed was missing. I envy people that can see that far. The shed would have to be right at the window for me to notice anything about it. Miss Ham had a roommate dial 911 while she armed herself with a firearm, and then she makes the big mistake. She goes to investigate the situation. This is where the comparison to the George Zimmerman case comes into focus. Not only did she significantly increase the potential of physical danger to herself, she also subjected herself to a potential life-destroying and legal nightmare. There are times when moving towards a threat would be absolutely necessary. Think of yourself, some of you probably own two-story homes. Maybe the master bedroom is on the top floor or the bottom floor, and the kids' rooms are on the top floor or the bottom floor, opposite from where you are. If you hear something down where the children are, or up where the children are, then you are going to have to get close. You're going to have to get close, and you're going to have to get between the threat and your children. This is just something you're going to do if you're any kind of parent at all. Generally, though, you should try to move away from the potential for harm. But like Zimmerman, Paige Ham did what a lot of ordinary people might have done. She unwittingly went toward a potential threat, and she put herself at risk. Like Zimmerman, she did not know where her potential threat was or whether that threat was armed when she left the safety of her initial location. Had her attacker been armed, her story might not have had a happy ending. Thankfully, in this particular case, nobody's vilifying Paige Ham for noticing the missing lock on her shed. George Zimmerman may always be demonized by many otherwise normal people for simply recognizing that his eventual attacker was not from his neighborhood, and the individual fit the description of the recent burglary suspects. Not really a very dubious observation. Both Ham and Zimmerman notified the police while still in a safe location, but then they foolishly moved toward the potential threat to investigate the situation for themselves. Now, getting close to a threat means that you have just taken away options from yourself. If you get in close to a threat, and it is real, then you're going to be forced to make a decision that you might not otherwise have to make. Now, Ham discovered that the potential threat was a real and violent one. Unlike the Zimmerman case, where he neutralized the threat when he was on his back, having his head pounded into the ground, Ms. Ham neutralized her threat as he was coming out of the, charging her from the tool shed. The question is, in a court of law, prosecutors are going to try to make a name for themselves. So they would vilify this person, this homeowner, this individual, for going and looking for trouble. They would say they instigated the action. Ms. Hamm was charged with nothing. It was pure self-defense. This guy was on her property. He came at her. She could have just as easily waited from a position of safety and let the police arrive and just made sure that she and her roommate were safe. Clearing a room is not something for the novice. I know mechanically how it's supposed to work, and in my head I remember stuff that I used to do 24 years ago. But if I'm by myself, and I know there's a 12-year-old in there with a gun, I am very likely not going to go in after them. Because clearing a room, clearing a house, is not a one-man job. You have to have somebody running overwatch on you, somebody watching over your shoulder. You've got corners you've got to watch. You've got closets to open behind every door, behind every chair, behind everything. It is literally one of those moments where if you don't have high blood pressure, well, just take your resting pulse while you're going through that. Find out how elevated it can get. The other thing that comes from these incidents is they usually use these as a springboard to try to limit self-defense. And that's where your real enemy comes into play. When you get a politician who seeks to infringe on the Second Amendment, those are the real threats. Sometimes, in the case of politicians, the best course of action is to not move away, but to get really close to him. All right. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record low. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-1-877-317-6432. Sometimes bad habits are hard to break. No guest 782. I am not smoking a bong. It's an e-cigarette. Trying to quit. Weapon control has always been, at its very roots, about denying minorities a right to keep and bear arms. Now, what has changed from immediately after the Civil War and then in the 60s and the 20th century is that now it has gone from being ethnic minorities to classes. Okay? It used to be about ethnic minority, now it's about class, which, by the way, ethnic minorities, when I say that I'm talking about black America, they also regard you as right where I'm at. We are shoulder to shoulder. Sometimes they're aimed at religious minorities as a way to set up a genocide, as an example. Gun control is nothing more or less than a way of stripping a targeted community of the ability to defend itself from a tyrannical government. That's it. That's all. Now, recently, in Milwaukee, a pro-gun sheriff named David Clark got out there and spoke the truth in a public service announcement when he said, please get a gun, please learn how to use it, please be able to handle things until my people can get to you. We cannot get to you in time. That was just honesty. Well, he that is the former mayor against all guns in New York City himself, Michael Little Big Gulp Bloomberg, he didn't like that very much. And last night in Milwaukee, there was an election. Now, David Clark is a black American. Okay. He also runs and is registered as a Democrat. He is in a very heavily Democratic area. He's very conservative. He seems very conservative to me, but he runs as a Democrat. Here comes Michael Bloomberg. And he dumps $150,000 into the race for sheriff of Milwaukee. Pays that to his opponent who he beat the last time they ran against each other, Chris Mose, who is a police department, municipal police lieutenant. Four years ago, Clark beat Mose by 6 points. Both of these guys are running as Democrats. There is no Republican opposition. So whoever wins the primary moves on to the general election unopposed. Okay? Between Mose and Clark combined, they didn't have $150,000 combined. And in writes Bloomberg to dump $150,000 into a local sheriff's race. Bloomberg spokesman, or let me rephrase that. Bloomberg spokeshole Howard Wolfson told the Wall Street Journal that he decided to get involved in the sheriff's race because it allowed him to shape policy on a local level. Now, here you have two Democrats, one pro-gun, one not so pro-gun. Although the not so pro-gun one would tell you, I support the Second Amendment. Yeah. And David Clark has been making the rounds. He, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association made him a very key speaker. He's spoken at the NRA confab that was held earlier this year. And he's black. And I hate to put it this way, and I want you to pay very careful attention to this, black America. I hate to put it this way, but I think that little big gulp Bloomberg thought that Clark, because he took this stand about telling his constituents in Milwaukee the best way to try to defend themselves until they got there to help out, I think he thought that Clark got uppity. And I think he poured more money into the race than both candidates had combined to try to sway that outcome because he is a racist. And because he is a class elitist. The rank and file, how dare he? The mayor's anti-gun, the police chief's anti-gun, doesn't this sheriff understand what's going on here? Doesn't he understand where he's supposed to be? David Clark is a pro-gun sheriff in a nation full of pro-gun sheriffs. And yet he's the one targeted. He's the one targeted. And Bloomberg, Milwaukee, listen to me if you're listening in any way, shape, or form. Milwaukee, Bloomberg thinks he can come in and buy your vote. To a guy that's going to lie to you, to a guy that tells you that, hey, we'll take care of you. Just call 911. We got it. We got it. Now, the punchline to this is that David Clark won. He has been reelected. They are waiting on absentee ballots, and there's 6,000 absentee ballots. He's got a 4,700 vote lead waiting on those, 52 to 48%. And the only way he could possibly win it without it being contested, the way Mose has not conceded. He should concede, but he hasn't. And he'd have to get every one of those absentee ballots. They'd all have to be voting for him just to take the lead. The first 4,700 only brings him up to tie him. And then he might, I guess they could declare him the winner by 1,300 votes if he gets them all. But what are the odds of that? What are the odds of that? Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg, Okay. This is the guy that wanted to regulate breast milk. This is the guy that wanted to regulate the size of your soda. This is the guy that walks around with a, you know, basically a bunch of linebackers surrounding him, carrying all array of various weapons as his personal security team, doesn't want you to have a gun. When it was called Mayors Against Illegal Guns, it was actually Mayors Against All Guns. There's no such thing as an illegal gun. Have you ever seen an illegal gun? There's no such thing as an illegal gun. There are guns used in the pursuit of illegal practices. But there's no outlaw guns out there. There's no desperado guns laying about. Bloomberg, he's a special kind of evil. He thinks his $33 billion makes him better. It does make him better at paying his utility bills, I guess. But he's just a man, and he is a man with an ego that is it's unimaginable. And he believes he knows better than everybody else. But he understands the utility of guns, or he wouldn't have all of his baby Hueys protecting him. And I've seen the baby Hueys in action. I've never seen them firsthand. Most journalists out there are not very big people. As far as the baby Hueys walking up on me, I probably outweigh most of them. Not as tall as they are, but that's okay. It makes my shoulders look broader. Maybe I could make it to New York one day and just want to ask a question of His Honor. Got to go take some blood pressure medication now. Talking about Bloomberg, who always does that to me. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 Bottles 30 Days Summer Giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNLive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30 Bottle 30 Day Summer Giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Occasionally, the mainstream media tries to perpetrate a meme out there, and that blows up clean in their face. And in Lenoir County, North Carolina, they got tired of that. They got tired of the media-generated perception that there is more violent crime. So they decided that they're not going to be victims. In the last 10 years in Lenoir County, North Carolina, permit applications has gone up 1,000%. Sheriff Chris Hill says that they're applying for a concealed weapons permit because they want to be able to protect themselves and they want to be able to protect their families. In 2008, 210 people applied. In 2013, it jumped to more than 800 applicants. Sheriff said, I think the general consensus is that they want to level the playing field. They don't want to become the next victim of a violent act. Aside from the perception of increased crime, Hill says politics and national events like Sandy Hook tend to play a role in gun permits. And you'll notice that he talks about the perception. And that's exactly what it is. That's all that it is. In the United States, this all came out during Sandy Hook. Right after Sandy Hook and before Manchin and Toomey was voted on, this all came out. In the United States, violent crime, and violent crime is classified as murder, aggravated assault, rape, or armed robbery. That is down across the board 49%. 49% in the last 20 years. Crime is going down. And as crime has gone down, that has also sort of correlated, although there are people who say, well, that's not cause and causation, Bill. That sort of correlates to the fact that more people are carrying guns. Now, another interesting aside as far as all that goes is that 70% of all crime in the United States today happens in 3% of the counties of the United States. And just go look at it. When you're looking at those 3% of the counties, if you look in the middle of them, is a big city like Chicago or New York or Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Atlanta, St. Louis. Hickok 45 has joined us in the chat room. He'll be joining us when we flip into the next hour. We're going to talk about the stuff Hickok does because he does some cool stuff. Now, Lenoir County is one of the more violent counties in eastern North Carolina. Crime is also actually dropping there. There is a natural trend of a decrease in violent crime. In a lot of states right now, like South Carolina, where I live, we've been discovered by the gangs. In Columbia, Columbia, South Carolina, there's a very picturesque part of the city called Five Points. And during the day, this is where it's right beside the University of South Carolina. It's about a rock's throw away from the state capitol. And during the day, you can hang out, you can buy old vintage clothes and eat great lunches and visit some really great shops. When the sun goes down, out comes the Crips. Out comes the Crips, or the Bloods. And Five Points, they have so many shootings in Five Points. Five Points is really very small. So when the sun goes down, if you're in Five Points in Columbia, South Carolina, you are taking your life into your own hands. And it's dead smack in the middle of the historic district. It doesn't, the violence doesn't extend any very far away from it. But there's a national trend in a decrease in violent crime, and there's a national trend in an increase of concealed carry. Both in the number of citizens obtaining concealed carry permits and an expansion of the number of places they can legally carry. One of the reasons, Five Points, for example, they've got a lot of bars there. In South Carolina, it's only been within the last year that they passed a law where we can now carry a gun into a place that serves alcohol. Now, we can't become sloppy drunk when we're doing that, but we can carry the weapon in there. Now, some violent crime researchers have gone out on the... They've joined me way out there on the limb. And they make the correlation between the drop in violent crime and the rise of concealed carry permits, while others insist that this is just a coincidence. Now, I don't find it... Here's the thing about being a mugger, a violent mugger, or a carjacker or anything like that. One of the occupational hazards of doing that is that you might get perforated by some bullets. You might get shot multiple times. Most of your criminals are not people like Hickok 45. They know how to shoot in a general direction. They don't know how to put a round exactly where they want it to go, though. So while they're shooting all around you, most of the time, when an armed first responder, make that an armed citizen, if you will, when they actually, they train a little bit, so... There's a few shots coming your way, and then you fire one, and it's done. I believe that there is a correlation between the increase in concealed carry versus the decrease in violent crime, no matter what the rest of, coincidence, okay, fine. That's fine. In any event, it is always a very good thing when citizens take the personal responsibility of learning how to take care of themselves. And it was instructive that the sheriff made sure that the reporter that was talking about this understood that citizens carrying concealed weapons are not a threat to their fellow citizens. Like Hillary Clinton is trying to, she's trying to pre-position herself to be the presumptive, I'm next, it's inevitable, I'm going to be the next president, first female president, and everything else. And she's out there saying, hey, there's too many guns out there. There's too many licensed people with guns out there. We need to really stamp that down. Why? We're not a threat to anybody. The only time I become a threat to anybody on this planet is when they come up there and they think they're going to get something of mine and they're going to hurt me along the way. If somebody tries to attack my wife, somebody tries to attack my kids, my grandkids, same outcome. If I have anything to say about it, they're going to be stopped. They're going to be stopped. And if they don't pass because of the way I stop them, it won't be because I didn't try to make that happen. Okay. In a self-defense situation, you have to shift really quick from being defensive to going offensive if you're going to stop the threat and emerge from it physically unimpaired. It's fact of life. Not very pleasant one. It's not a very pleasant one, but it is a fact to life. Now, I'm not the only one that thinks that more guns equal less crime. Your rank and file law enforcement people out there, they think that too. Now, you'll find some guys that, there'll be some guys that pop up on YouTube or that, are abusive individuals that have a badge and a gun. But overall, they're for it because it makes their job easier. Do you think they want to roll into a house with kids and find a bunch of kids dead and the mom and dad dead and do the chalk outline and everything else? Or do you think you want to, they would rather see the family staying there. Oh, yeah, they're going to be in shock. Oh, yeah, they may be vomiting. But the perpetrator in the door, do you think that's not the better scenario for them to see? Law enforcement knows that they can't be there to protect you and your family at the moment when it matters the most, when the crime unfolds. A violent crime, like a home invasion, if you don't have the means to defend yourself, 60 seconds in, it's just about done. Which is why I carry a gun everywhere I go. Within the house. Somebody kicks in my door, I'm not going to be able to go, oh, excuse me, old man, could you give me just a moment so I can go open the gun safe and get it the level playing field, please? That's not going to happen. He's going to come in here and he's going to try to clean my clock. In Lenoir, North Carolina, they're taking steps to keep that from happening. That should be happening all across the nation, wherever that's allowed. There should be more of us carrying guns than there are people that don't want us to. Coming up next hour from YouTube, I'm going to be joined by Hickok 45 on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.